Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, hour two. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, CJ, who's a diver and one of my former dive students that has survived after all these years.
Against all odds.
Against all odds. And, you know, it's finally, I don't know, you got certified how long ago,
would
you
say? 06.
Not only did 06. He overcome your training, but he had to beat James Woods.
He had to beat James Woods, really?
I don't know what
I don't even know where he's going with that.
Against all odds.
Ah. Okay.
He's old. Really old.
Look it up, people!
My point was that I have finally figured, like, well, okay, if CJ's lasted this long, maybe it's safe to bring in some family members.
Oh, okay, so I was the guinea pig.
Yeah. It was like, let me practice on someone else's family first, and then I'll look to mine.
At least he didn't break you a little bit. Oh, wait, he did.
Yeah, he did. Are you talking about me or CJ?
Oh, you broke CJ.
I'm not sure what...
You took him diving?
Yeah.
He had a little ear issue? The guy who works professionally in radio?
That was my fault. That wasn't Greg's fault.
Yeah,
I don't blame Greg for that.
He was already certified at that point.
I just silently cursed him by myself in the room later.
Yeah. And he,
I lay there weeping in pain.
We didn't do it silently, but you couldn't hear us because your ear was broken.
Oh, is that what was going on?
That could have been. Yeah.
I thought it was a mime show at the bar.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually in the process of doing some more teaching. First time in a while, and just finished up the pool work. So we did pretty good, and it's now time to focus on their open water dives. And I'm going to head down to Fort Lauderdale or the Keys. Haven't decided which place just yet, but we're going to finish up their diving there, I think.
Depends on how fast the court orders get there ahead of you?
No. It'll depend on, actually.
So who's getting certified?
My daughter and her friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her friend.
Pretty good swimmers. I swim with them in the pool.
That's true. Yeah. Bill was brushing up on his water skills while we were at the pool. And you need to do the same.
You need to revive your dive.
I
do need to revive my dive.
So, you know, if you don't have a...
That's no jive.
Got more?
Stay alive.
Okay. I had a feeling that's where you were going. But that's the thing, whether you want to get into a pool or just do a refresher course if you haven't been in the water in a while.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah, just go do a little practicing for sure. You know, God knows I have seen this in the past, definitely during Florida spiny lobster mini season, where you do have these folks that haven't dove for a year and they jump in, they don't think they need any practice, and they come back up on the boat and... You know, they've forgot their bag of lobster at the bottom. You know,
forgot to turn their air on.
Yeah, things that, you know. And, you know, that's just not good. It's not safe for themselves, but it's also not safe for everybody else on the boat. So you definitely need to make sure you check up on your gear, refresh your skills a little bit and that kind of thing. And so you get the most out of hunting these lobsters,
get
which is
license.
A blast. Now, there's a lot of... You know, not after you get your skills checked up, there's a lot of events across the country that you could participate in around lobster season. One of them is called Bugfest down in Fort Lauderdale in South Florida. Jeff, Captain Cocktail, is on the phone to tell us all about Bugfest. And I think he's getting ready for it right now. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, was that a golf class?
Yes, that's what that was.
Yeah, man, Bugfest coming up in a couple days.
Bugfest, okay.
Get ready.
Okay, the idea of Bugfest is there's a water spout, and the lobsters are sucked up into this tornado, and they're spread out all over grills across
Lobstrosity.
Florida.
Oh, don't tell me you watched that movie Sharknado.
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, my.
Greg, do you,
that was research for this show.
Do you like
you
mushrooms?
Me?
You're a sci-fi guru.
Yes. Well, hey, it could happen. Sharknado, Lobsternado, Bugnado.
Hope it ends up at your house.
That's right.
In a pot.
Hey, it'd be much easier to catch those lobsters if you just had to wait for the water spout or tornado to suck them up out of the ocean and drop them onto your grill. Wouldn't that be a much more efficient way to go for these bugs?
Boy, I don't know what you've been smoking, Mom, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, he wants some of it. I know that much.
There's a maritime warning across the North Atlantic. There's a cod front moving through.
Oh, boy. That was good.
Really?
I like that a lot.
Oh. You asked me if I like mushrooms? Really?
A cod front. Yes.
Oh, brother.
We
anyway.
Get back on topic.
Bill's
yes.
bringing it.
Let's talk about Bugfest. What is this exactly, Jeff?
Well, it's an annual event that was created by Lauderdale by the Sea, the town of Lauderdale by the Sea, because it's the shore diving capital of Florida. But they have all sorts of different prizes for different categories. Like, for instance, you have a private boat category, a commercial boat category. They have prizes for the midnight dive, prizes for the biggest bug cutoff of Lauderdale by the Sea. And for every bug you register, you get raffle tickets, and you're in the running for a bunch of prizes on that. On our two boats, our catamarans, just on the catamarans alone, you have the opportunity to win a Arias dive computer, one on each boat.
So nice.
You know, your odds are really good if you catch some lobster to win something while you're here. And they got parties going on, cook-off. They got the Lobster Chef cook-off, which we tried to suck you into, but you missed your busy schedule. Excuse us, but next year we're going to get you.
Yeah, well, you know, it was like he said, could you come down and be a judge and judge some of these lobster recipes? I'm like, oh my God. And I have a conflict. You know,
he has a conflict.
Yeah. Sharknado is airing
he
has that
a
night again.
Appointment.
No, it was Sharknado is airing again that night. And I want to make sure I...
Have you T-voted it?
Yeah, no, but I might still get down there. There's still a chance I might get down for the second day. We'll see how the week progresses,
well,
for sure. But
that'd be great. There's a big cook-off on Friday night, too. So, I mean, you can go to you can go to our website, southfloridadiving.com, and hit events, and you can learn all about it. It gives you... You can register online and then come on down and do some diving. The weather's supposed to be spectacular, 5 to 10 knots on Wednesday.
Wow, excellent.
So it should be calm. Yeah, you won't even need to bring the patch, Greg.
When did I bring them before?
I wasn't supposed to say that on air. I'm sorry.
Anyway, well, it sounds like you don't have to worry about a Sharknado coming in and raining on
no.
your parade. But the categories for the things is like what, biggest lobster? Are you doing anything creative like prettiest lobster, ugliest lobster, person who, you know, dresses themselves in the carcass of the lobster they caught after they've slayed this, you know, like they like to dress themselves in the skin of an animal or some crap like that? I don't know. I've been watching too much Outdoor Channel.
Put the
lately.
Lotion in the basket, huh? That type of thing?
Okay, maybe.
No, it's strictly, you know, based on largest lobster off the beach, off a boat. They also have actually a photo contest going on at the same time. There's all sorts of things going on. I mean, you got to go to either lbts.com/events or either southfloridadiving.com/events and learn all about it. I mean, there's a kickoff party Tuesday night. Everybody's going to be bugging on Wednesday, and you can weigh in all day on Wednesday, and then Thursday we're weighing in again, and then Thursday night we have the awards and the cook-off, and then Friday night is the lobster cookout.
Right. Now, wait a minute. When you're doing these weigh-ins, are you, like, weighing the people, and then before lobster season, and then after they've had, like, a bucket of lobster to eat?
That's a great idea. Next year, we'll see who weighs the most after Tuesday to Friday.
That's right. That's the best way to see who caught the most lobster, who has put on the most poundage, literally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like it. All right, well, SouthFloridaDiving.com or just Google Bugfest, and I bet that might come up as well, and you get information on Bugfest, and we might be down there. At least we'll get a full report next week on where they were hiding. You've been getting some good reports, scouting your own sites, I assume, right, Jeff?
Yes, all I can say is they're shallow.
They're shallow.
I can't give you no more information.
Everybody's saying shallow. Why? You know, what's the theory there? They like the warmer water, or what do you think's going on there?
Well, do you like the truth, or you want me to make something up?
let's talk to him off the air, because this sounds like privileged information that I may want to keep to myself. And then I'll decide whether we'll share it with the world after the commercial break. Stay close!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
You're not just my buddy, my chum.
Well, thanks. That is the Scuba Cowboy.
Somebody's got to feed you.
Yeah, you should. Why not? The fish appreciate that little contribution to the food chain. If you're going to blow chunks, why not? Feed them. And then create a nice little, fish feeding dive for your fellow divers on the boat. It could happen.
Typhoon.
You know, we've been joking about Sharknado all day today. Right. I watched it, basically, so you don't have to.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
Save yourself.
And lo
you're
and behold,
hero.
While we're doing the show here in Orlando, Florida, the skies open up, and I look over my shoulder, and I look outside, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. The sharks could come raining down on us at any minute. It could happen.
At the very least, a barnacle typhoon.
That could happen, too. Or a eel fog.
Or a clam strip.
Clam storm.
I'm getting hungry.
Clams. Really? It could be raining seafood at any moment.
All you can eat seafood. Surf and turf. Surf and turf.
Sushi.
Get your cocktail sauce.
And just go out in the rain and open your mouth.
Nah.
I can't just sit here and eat this.
Yes. You know, Sharknado was quite absurd concept. And lo and behold, it's the internet sensation. There's already going to be a Sharknado 2. And I'm just basically, we're here to educate you.
They have doubled the budget. They will have $3,000 to spend on the production of this next movie.
What do you mean? Why?
Do you know why there's a sequel?
Yeah. Because so many people, you know, paid attention to the first one.
No.
It was 1.5 million
Dude,
people.
No, it's because this time it's personal.
Yeah, that's always.
And there'll be a tagline. It'll be Sharknado 2, The Reckoning.
It could be. Could be. I don't know. But, you know, that's what I did this week. I want Sharknado so you don't have to. And public service.
Do you think that's
provide
propaganda put out by those Asian countries that
shark finning people, yeah.
Like, see, we're doing you people a favor.
Yeah,
we're doing you a favor.
Otherwise,
actually, the
we'd
opening
be overpopulated by sharks everywhere.
The opening scene of the movie is on a fishing boat where they are cutting shark fins off.
Whoa, I didn't even see.
Yeah,
that.
See, there was an environmental message behind this whole production.
Whoa,
they were against, you know, finning of sharks. Which I give them hats off for that. And the whole thing, why the Sharknado existed in the first place was because of global warming.
Can you imagine the insurance rates of the people where Sharknadoes happen?
You know, he says that, but it doesn't have the same impact unless you can see CJ's face when he's
I'm dead
presenting
serious.
These thoughts. Oh, if
only,
brother.
If only he could do a reasonable impersonation of the president from 24.
Maybe. He could pull it off. He has that,
are you in good
that glassy stare. No. It's very disturbing. But anyway, you know.
Do you like mushrooms?
You know,
on your pizza.
Yeah, of course, on my pizza, of course. But you know, the thing is about this Sharknado, it's become such a phenomenon. I do wonder if
it's such a phenomenon. You've told me 1.5 million people have seen it. There are 300 million Americans.
Yeah, but that's a lot of TV viewers, though. That's still a lot of people that have seen it. And if you go online, it's one of the hottest topics on Google and on Twitter and everything else. And you see people asking this question. If you just Google this question, could Sharknado actually happen? Could this really happen? That is being discussed all across the web.
The answer is no, because if it could happen, it would have already happened.
Can I point this out? If you actually type that into your browser, and I do not recommend you doing this at all, someone from the NSA will come and punch you in the face. Will knock on your door.
Hold on. That was part of the film,
punch
too.
Punch you in the face.
The NSA was blamed for orchestrating this conspiracy, which led to the Sharknado.
The NSA will come and punch you in the face. There's no question.
That was in the film. I'm telling you. So they had, it was global warming, there was shark finning, there was the NSA. All of them were to blame. The only thing it didn't have was aliens.
I'm just glad it wasn't swordfish NATO.
Yeah, they would have stabbed you.
Yeah.
Swordfish shish kebab.
Yeah, maybe.
He's getting into food.
It's a food thing.
It's got to be a weather event.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously it's absurd. But, you know, there have.
Swordfish kebab.
There have actually been. Reports of fish being sucked up by a water spout and being dropped off on land.
Okay,
in the past.
Small fish.
Well,
little fish.
Smallish. Yeah.
Yeah, not sharks.
Like minnows?
Yeah, and you know what those fish
No, like big
did?
Fish.
You
like,
know what those
I mean,
fish did?
Regular fish.
Those fish swallowed entire communities. No, they flopped around because they weren't in the water anymore. And as CJ does a perfect impression of a fish that's been sucked up in a water spout, and it goes like this.
What the hell?
Well, obviously they're talking fish.
Well, you have to speak fish to really understand
them.
Okay. Only
you're
the mermaids can understand me.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least they act like it.
Yeah.
We got the filter here, so when he talks fish, it gets translated instantly.
It's a gefilte fish.
Yeah.
It's a battlefish.
Right. So it can't happen, you're saying. You're saying there's no way possible it can happen. That's what your theory is, Bill.
I'm going to take a strong
stand. My theory is that there's a water spout and that it sucks up sharks and that the sharks use this as a transportation vehicle to eat Los Angeles. That's your question? Could this actually happen?
Well, no. Replace Los Angeles with, like, Detroit. You know, it's bankrupt anyway.
And nowhere near the ocean.
I'm just saying.
Wind.
That's a tornado.
I don't think Lake Michigan has a lot of sharks. I wonder if it has any sharks, though.
No.
It's a freshwater body. I don't think it's got sharks.
No sharks there. So, anyway. All right.
It's got Asian carp.
I guess I'm with you on that one. It would probably never happen. But it won't keep us.
He says that probably.
Well, you never. There's always
you
a weird
say
chance.
Never. You can say never. And in fact, I'm saying never right now. No, this cannot happen.
He said right before he got swallowed by a flying shark.
That's right. You'll eat those words, or those words will eat you, or something.
Were there any hammerheads in this?
Yeah. There are hammerheads. There are Caribbean reef sharks, lemon sharks. I saw a few different species they threw in there.
Were the nurse sharks still sleeping as they flew through the air?
No, but they were attending to the other sharks that were injured.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You, CJ?
Yes, you do.
We're talking about Sharknado a little bit today.
Little. It may be dominating the conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to have these discussions on this show because if you're a diver and people are going to come up and ask you, hey, could this really happen? Have you ever seen something like this? You're kind of like swimming around in a Sharknado when you go diving, aren't you? That's what a non-diver might think. No? Yeah, they think. They're afraid of sharks. You know, as divers, we know sharks
it's
are nothing
to
be feared.
It's hard to really maintain eye contact with a lot of these people, though, because of the black eyes that the NSA gave them.
Okay, maybe.
When they knocked on their door.
Maybe.
And punched them in the face.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole theme of Sharknado is a bit far-fetched. But makes for great...
I know it's only July, but we have a candidate for understatement of the year.
Yeah, but it'll keep people, busy, you know, filming these Sharknado 2. Stuart Cove.
I think the Wizard of Oz is more realistic.
Okay, maybe.
Well, it's in color.
Yeah. Well, so was Sharknado.
Fair point.
Yeah. And but Stuart Cove
fewer
over in the Bahamas.
Chainsaws in the Wizard of Oz.
Only Dorothy had a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Instead of a bucket of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there could be a movie there. Wizard of X. Anyway, Stuart Cove, Hollywood diver to the stars, you know, over there in Nassau, Bahamas. You know, I mentioned it earlier that I recognize some of the footage that could have been shot over there. I don't know, but there's a good chance it was because he provides a lot of...
Could have possibly have researched that.
Well, no. He provides a lot of the shark footage to Hollywood because they film a lot of stuff over there in the Bahamas with his dive operation.
When the sharks are in the water.
Yeah, there's some scenes where they got the sharks on the surface like they're grabbing food.
Flying
that they
through
threw.
The air at a helicopter.
Exactly. No, the real footage, the little bit that there was there. But Stewart has been nominated for the Reach Aeon Awards this year for DEMA. It's like the DEMA Diving Hall of Fame, and Stewart is one of those.
Cool.
So he's trying to keep this connection to Sharknado out of the news. I'm not helping, am I?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I do.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, Bill, the producer, CJ, who is one of my former dive students. Still, I guess, once a dive student, always a dive student.
I'm a student of life.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I look at myself as a lifelong student.
Okay. So there's a chance.
That's why he's not paying back the loans. So stop calling his house every afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. But it's been a while since you've been in the water. And you need to, I don't know, your gear's already serviced, right, CJ?
Last year.
So you're due for an annual service,
totally.
I guess, is what
yeah.
you're saying. I will say, you know, being that I have, jumped back into some dive
instruction. But it won't be as bad as it was a couple times ago where we had done a beach dive somewhere. I think it was Lauderdale. Or maybe it was the Keys.
Yeah.
And I just totally ate it.
What do you mean, ate it?
ate what? We were coming out of the water, and I just tripped, and I just face planted. So I had sand everywhere. So this poor guy was checking out my stuff. He's like, all right, you're all good to go, but, man, you had sand and everything.
Oh, in your gear.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. I thought, I was like, what do you mean? You found sand and crevices in your, you know.
Oh, no, that's still there.
Oh, okay. That's just pure comfort.
I wouldn't say it's comfortable.
No? Okay. Just saying. All right. But yeah.
I tried to ask myself, what would The Rock do?
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
You know, he has this new movie a new TV show called The Hero on TNT. Have you seen this show?
No. The only thing I know him from is, which he's most famous for, is the Tooth Fairy movie.
Oh, exactly.
One of my favorites.
But they've incorporated some water stunts and things into this TV show, The Hero, which I enjoy. I like.
It's a competition show.
Yeah,
They do crazy, crazy things.
Yeah. And so that's what The Rock's been cooking, just in case you were wondering.
I was.
Okay. So anyway, but getting back to your gear and ready for diving, you're saying your gear isn't as sandy as it was because you had it cleaned up since that.
Oh, yeah.
But it might be time to do a little checkup at
Definitely.
The dive center. Now, I will tell you, right now in Florida is a very bad time to go to the dive
shop. Right, because right before mini season.
And I went in on...
It's always the time Greg goes, hey, let's go dive.
Yeah, well, so does everybody else. And sure enough, I went to the dive store to get some fills for the dive instruction that I was doing for my daughter and her friend. And sure enough, I went in there. They're like, you want it when? Where? And they about laughed me out of the store. So, you know, that just goes... to show or drill home the point.
Plan ahead.
Don't be wasting or waiting until the last minute, especially when it comes up to Florida spawning lobster season. You have different events across the country, whether it's California or wherever. You got to take that into account and think about that for your maintenance needs when it comes to diving wherever you are in the country. So you can still get it done. But I, matter of fact, when I was sitting there in the dive shop, not only, you know, was it an issue to get the tanks, I ended up just having to rent some tanks and, as opposed to having them fill them for me. Another guy walks in and he needed some weights. He needed a specific type of weight, like a couple 2-pound weights. They were totally sold out of weights.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, you know, it's stuff like that. If you're waiting till the last minute, you don't want to literally get it. Don't wait on your, yeah.
I don't follow.
Yeah. You just don't want to put that stuff off to the last minute. So little tidbits just to remind the divers. If you haven't been in the water a little bit or lately, make sure you get your gear caught up, get the stuff that you need and that kind of thing. Now, CJ, you actually forwarded me this story. So lobster fever, which we all have a tendency to catch around this time of year in Florida, if you are so inclined to partake in the lobster hunt that kicks off every time this time of year. You sent me this story about this monster lobster, which was a Maine lobster, but lobster just the same. It doesn't really matter. Fever affects those folks up there as well. They have pinchers. Our Florida lobsters don't have pinchers, but you sent this monster lobster to me. This was a 21-pound.
Look at that thing.
Lobster. Yeah, the thing is massive.
It's the size of a 10-year-old child.
And that would feed a family of of two. Like, you'd get one claw, I'd get the other, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And that would be a tasty, tasty lobster, I think.
A 21-pound lobster, you believe it would feed two people?
Well, I'm looking at me and CJ. Hey, okay. We're growing boys, right?
All right.
A lot of butter.
You know, they say, though, the bigger lobsters are tough. They're not as good. But I just don't believe it. I'm really conflicted on that because, you know, the environmentally sensitive side of myself, which there is one, believe it or not, says, like, if you were to come across a big old lobster like this, and by the way, they let this one go. They found this in a trap. One of the commercial lobstermen caught the lobster, took a picture, and let it go. Because a lobster that big could be 100 years old, literally.
Really?
And when they get that big, they're obviously, or the theory is that they are good spawners for the population. The bigger lobster could create more little lobster.
So you're saying
come
they're studly.
Come on over here, baby. You know you want some 100-year-old lobster. I'm good. You're going on here. Come on. You're going to want it. Come on. You're going to get it. Come on. 100-year-old lobster right here. You come on.
That is the best lobster impression I've ever heard. 100-year-old lobster. I didn't know they talk like that, but, you know, that would make sense in theory.
Bill, do you like mushrooms?
But anyway, if I came across even a 10-pound lobster, a Florida spiny lobster in Florida, I would obviously love to catch it just to say I caught the thing. But I don't think I could keep them. I would feel guilty because of the fact that it's been around so long. It could be a lobster that is affecting the population or could have a much bigger impact on the local population.
See, the way
than
I
a
look
smaller
at it
lobster.
Is, he had a good run.
You could look at
hell
it like that
run.
Way too. Yeah, but I've never had that opportunity to put myself in the situation.
Well
of,
done,
would
my
I keep
friend.
It?
Ride's over.
Yeah, you'd have no, you wouldn't even think twice about it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What if you could get a picture of the lobster? Because see, that'd be the trick for me.
I would like
if
a, I picture get a picture of me of them, eating it.
Yeah.
Well, or a picture of it on my grill.
Bill, what would you do? Would you feel guilty at all eating a big 10-pound lobster if you were to catch one like that?
Yes, I would.
You would feel guilty.
I would. I would feel guilty because I know how much loving he still has inside of himself.
Well, this is also a safety issue.
What do you mean?
If I caught a lobster that big and didn't bring it home, my wife would kill me.
Okay. But what if you could catch three smaller ones? No?
I
still would go for the big one.
I'm not good at math.
Yeah, well, at least he's honest. You know, that's what you got
to
love about
it. I think you're trying to do something kind of equal, but I don't.
it's just not computing.
No, that's three to clean, three to keep in the cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just one.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Way more efficient.
Way more efficient, I guess, but it could be tough. It may not be that tasty.
Mm.
May not be as good.
I'll cook it so
that's
it's
what
good.
They say. The bigger ones are more tough.
Yeah, come
more
on.
Sugar.
And, say
more
like
butter.
A 3-pound Florida spiny lobster, which a 3-pounder would be still be plenty big. That'd be a big, big lobster, good sized lobster there. But you're still saying you would go for the big boy.
Absolutely.
That's been his motto for the last 40 years. He may as well just keep running with it now.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's, I don't know. I'll have to cross that, that dive when I get there. Because someday I'm going to come across one of the big monster lobsters. I've had that dream. It will come true. But I think I would rather take a picture.
You're probably not going to show up naked in your high school class, and you had that dream, too. So why do you think this one's going to come true?
You know what? Well,
who says that one didn't come true? Hello?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the dive master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down, get down.
Got to
get down.
You caught this earlier in the show today. However, we just announced a Dive Into Dominica dive package starting as low as $925 at the Fort Young Hotel in Dominica, the nature island. You ought to take advantage of it. A lot of dives are included, park fees, free breakfast every day. Fort Young Hotel is literally an old fort that was built back in the day that's been transformed into a hotel, a really nice resort hotel in the heart of Dominica.
So what you're telling me is that Fort Young is an old fort.
It's kind of weird that way, but it's true.
All right.
Yeah.
It's an old fort.
Yeah. No, it's a Fort Young.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, FortYoungHotel.com for information
hey,
on the Dive Into Dominica dive package.
Fort.
I hear that place is awesome.
Only available now through, I believe, September 30th. So take advantage of that while it lasts. Big Wave Dave is on the phone, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, buddy?
I am doing great. By the way, Dominica is a great place to dive. I've been there before.
It is. And it's Dominica, not Dominica. Well, you say Dominica, I say Dominica. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is there, but they always say Dominica. Right, Dave? You're with me on this,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I'm right on that. Yep,
only
a right
moron
on
would say Dominica.
Yeah, probably. Probably true. But I just want to clarify that. Yes. Anyway, Dave, you sound like you're not at the pool today. Are you off the road?
No, I got a weekend off. I was out in New York last week for the Wounded Warrior Water Sports Festival.
Nice.
We were actually at the pool on Fox News. So it was a great weekend.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I was in the pool breaking down.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. So he was busy working, so he didn't have time to talk to us. However, you can tell us about it this time. This Wounded Warrior program, what exactly did you guys do?
Well, they bring in guys and girls from Walter Reed down and also down in Banff from Texas area and some alumni, and they get to try water skiing, surfing, and of course scuba diving. So the weekend we had 50 warriors try and their family members try and diving.
So they
in the Rockaways, kind of where Sandy kind of did some destruction last year.
Got it. So was it in the pool? And they would come in and just try diving out or what? What were they doing exactly?
Yeah, they tried the pool for a while, and then they'd go water skiing for a little while, and they'd go surfing for a while.
Okay.
So it was all water sports.
Cool. So it was a great little program. Yeah, you guys showed up on Fox News. I heard about that. That's great. That's great PR for diving and great for a great organization, the Wounded Warrior Project, for sure. So and I know you do a lot of that stuff in between your Be a Diver .com pool
just,
tour.
Yeah, it's just
right?
One of the pool stops. So I was there. Now I've a week or so at home, and then we're about to Pittsburgh at the zoo for another stop. So
yeah.
Now, all over the place.
Now, you are traveling around with the BeADiverPool.com. And by the way, BeADiver.com, you can go there, find out where Dave is going to be with the pool, and you could try scuba yourself. But you field a lot of questions, I know, when you're out on the road from people that are at these events, where there are outdoor festivals or a Wounded Warrior Project. And I would imagine one of the ones that's popped up on your radar lately is Sharknado real?
All I know, it's been talked about everywhere this last week. I do have to try and catch it this weekend. But
no, you do not.
You told me earlier, it was like an hour and a half waste of your life. So we'll
yeah. Well, I wasted an hour and a half of my life, and you could do the same if you so choose. I
do
mean,
not
being
do
a...
it.
A diving representative for the entire industry. It's kind of in Big Wave Dave's, you know, MO, his modus of operandi, that he has to know about these things so he can field these questions appropriately. You know, if he's talking to someone from Fox News and they ask him about, hey, could Sharknado really happen? Should this be a fear I have if I want to go diving? You need to know, be able to answer that intelligently, right, Dave?
No, you don't need to. Because
yeah, all I know
news.
Is the tornado did not drop any sharks in the pool, so we're okay.
Yes. Okay, so you're safe in the pool, at least. And actually, you'd be safe in the ocean because a Sharknado would be land-based. So basically, Sharknado is encouraging people to go into the ocean.
That's right. You can dive with sharks like in Bahamas, maybe, and it's a great time.
Yeah, okay, you could dive with them in the Bahamas if you so choose, but if you're afraid of sharks, you should be more afraid of Sharknados, maybe. I don't know.
That's maybe, yeah.
You got to work on your game there, Dave. Obviously, I've been working on mine today, and I think I have a pretty good answer for that question when it gets popped up to me.
Tsunami. A tuna tsunami.
That's excellent.
Really?
Tsunami.
That's not really good at all. Anyway, Dave, where are you going to be next? Where are you off to?
I'm Pittsburgh Zoo for a water sports festival, and then out to South Dakota. So busy few weeks coming up.
Yeah. South Dakota has not had one reported Sharknado in its history.
Wounded Warrior event down in Chicago. So
all right, then off to Chicago. But what about what did you say, Bill?
There's been no reported Sharknados in the history of South Dakota.
I think that applies to the world, actually.
Well, every place that he mentions, I'm going to mention that there's never been a reported Sharknado there.
Yes.
So it's due.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, Dave, thanks for checking in. Once again, BeADiver.com. You can go there and find out where Big Wave Dave's going to be with the Be a Diver pool. And we thank you for the checkup there, my friend. We'll let you get back to your weekend.
Yeah, South Dakota will be good. And, of course, we'll be down by you down in Tampa this September for a big boat show.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it. All right, you take care, man, and get to watching Sharknado.
Don't get back to your
research.
I'll look at the and maybe TiVo it or something.
Yeah, TiVo it or something. That's what everybody should be doing, or something.
Come up with a way to watch it at 16 times speed, so you're only wasting like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, once again, we provided this service to watch Sharknado, to waste an hour and a half of my life so you don't have to.
Muscle tropical storm.
You are welcome.
Tsunami.
Oh, boy. It's not going to get any better, so thank
Oyster
God.
Rain.
We're going to end it here. Till next week, remember, it's always better
where there's sharknadoes.
No.
Down where it's wetter.
Yes, of course. Come on.
Good night, everybody. What I see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.